presence of Allah. Purify your heart with the remembrance of Allah. Purify your heart with the remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of this beautiful silsila, The Remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And inshallah, in today's episode, we are going to talk about this beautiful topic, that Allah is with you. Yes, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. And inshallah, we're going to learn more about this beautiful Quranic concept, inshallah, azza wa jal. But before we do that, let's inshallah recite durood and salam in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for he has stated in his Mubarak hadith that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So recite together, Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi, wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, Wa huwa ma'akum aynama kuntum. Translation from Kanzul Iman, He is with you wherever you may be. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahu bima ta'amaluna basir. And Allah is observing your actions, subhanAllah. This is the beautiful verse of the Holy Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that He is with us. He is watching us. He is watching all our actions. At another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states how close He is to us. And He states in the Holy Quran, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Meaning, and O beloved, when my bondsmen ask you concerning me, so tell them, I am near. SubhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so close to us. In another beautiful ayah of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And we are nearer to him than his jugular vein. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. This is how close Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to us, even closer than our jugular vein. At another place in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. And in your own selves, so do you not perceive? SubhanAllah, in all these places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned to us how close He is to us, our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in these verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala state how close He is to us. But His closeness is not physical. But He is with us through His divine knowledge, through His divine hearing, through His divine sight. He hears everything that we say. He listens to everything that we do, that we say, and that we discuss in our daily lives. He, Azza wa Jal, sees everything that we get up to. With His infinite knowledge, He is aware of even our thoughts and whatever is in our hearts. Allahu Akbar. This is how close Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to us. Therefore, the ulama-i kiram, they mentioned that here the company of Allah Azza wa Jal is not the physical company, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us with His divine attributes. And it can be in three ways. That one is general company of Allah's attributes with us. Is that, and then the second type is His special company. that he bestows upon those that are believers. And the third company, the third type of Allah's company is that, the company he has with the infidels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us and with the entire creation with his divine attributes of being the sustainer, the all-powerful, the all-knowing, and with every infidel and with every believer, he is with us with these divine attributes, subhanallah. And with every human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with these divine attributes and qualities, subhanallah. And with believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, as he says in the Holy Quran, Inna rahmatullahi qareebun minal muhsineen. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is close to the righteous. Subhanallah. Those who do good. Muhsineen, the righteous. From the glorious verse of the Holy Quran, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ. And he is with you wherever you may be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us aware, no matter where we are, in what state or condition or situation we are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always with us. He is with us when our parents, our mother, our father, our children, our loved ones, everyone leaves us. But the only being, the divine being and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that stays with us. Whether we are outside in the public, whether we are in the privacy of our homes, our rooms, where there is nobody watching us except the divine being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is the one who is not only with us in our physical lives, in the grave when there is nobody with us, but that Allah Azza wa Jal is with us in our grave where we go alone. And therefore, we need to remember this. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ. And he is with you wherever you may be. If we truly believe this, that he is with us, then we can attain many benefits, inshallah Azza wa Jal. The first of all is that if we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us wherever we may be, is that we will abstain from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that he is with us, he is watching us, he is listening to us. And even when the thought of sinning or disobeying Allah azza wa jal comes, we will quickly remember this statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this divine speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. He is with you wherever you are. Then our own conscious self will tell us, what are you doing? Allah is with you. He is with you. He is watching you. And immediately, we will abandon the thought of sinning or disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. But we continue with our wayward ways in our life because we become oblivious of this fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. Therefore, this verse of the Holy Quran is a source of taqwa, attaining taqwa and the piety of Allah Azza wa Jal. When we stand in front of worldly kings, and while we are standing in front of the authority, maybe it may be a judge or maybe a policeman, then we don't think of disobeying the law. We uphold the law. Even if we want to go against the law, but we wouldn't. What do we say about that king who's the king of all kings, Ahkamul Hakimin? If we remember that we are in his presence all at all times, that he is with us all times, would we still continue to disobey him? No, we wouldn't. inshallah azza wa jal. So this verse of the Holy Quran, inshallah, we need to keep it very near and dear to our hearts and always remember wa huwa ma'akum aynama kuntum, that Allah azza wa jal is with us wherever we may be. The second benefit we can derive from this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, the teaching of the Holy Quran, that if we keep it in our mind and we are praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are engaged in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we would get the real taste of our ibadat. Like when a lover reaches the court of one's beloved and loses himself, similar will be our state if we keep it in mind and that we are in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we remember this beautiful verse and the Quranic teaching that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us, watching us, how much taste would we get from our worship? What state it would take us in our ibadat? Therefore, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in his Mubarak hadith that worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way as if He is watching you. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, when we say Rabbana zalamna anfusana, when we say these verses of the Holy Quran, when we make this dua that to Allah, we have done injustice unto our souls, it must strike that sincerity within us. When we stand in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that sincerity must be with us. When we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we must feel it to our soul. But being oblivious of this fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us, it really takes the joy of ibadat away from us. The third thing, the third benefit we can derive from this Quranic teaching, wa huwa ma'akum aynama kuntum, that Allah Azza wa Jal is with us wherever we may be. If we keep this in our mind, then even the worldly troubles and tribulations that we get, we wouldn't lose hope, we wouldn't get confused, we wouldn't get terrified of certain situations that we may encounter. Because whenever we are in such situations, the Quran will be there to remind us, wa huwa ma'akum aynama kuntum, and He is with you wherever you may be. And in this way, it will take away all our fears, our worries. Like, for example, if we get a thief broken into our homes and we are alone. But in this state, even if the neighbor calls out that, no, we are coming to rescue you, although they are not physically there, but just because they said they are with you, the thief, it runs away. And then the owner, the person who's living in the house, they get some sort of assurance that yes, we are in safe hands. Allahu Akbar. Imagine if we could have this thought at times of difficulties, at times of worries, at times of depression, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. What could go wrong? And remind ourselves with this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, wa huwa ma'akum aynama kuntum, and He is with you wherever you may be. There is a beautiful story about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. When Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam was only 6 months old, and Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam took his wife Sayyida Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha and his little baby Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, and he left them in Makkah Mukarramah. While he is leaving them and departing from them, Sayyida Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, and she asks him, on whose authority, on whose hope are you leaving us here? And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he made a gesture and he said, I'm leaving you on the hope of that Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Then Sayyida Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha, she asks again, is it Allah Azza wa Jal that wants to separate us? And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he shook his head to say that yes, it is the divine command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as soon as she heard that, she was completely content. And she had no worries that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be here, then we can be rest assured that He wouldn't waste us. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And then we see as a result of which, that Makkah Mukarramah, which was a barren land, no vegetation, no source of water in that barren land, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the entire city of Makkah Abad through the barakat of Sayyida Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha and their son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. Subhanallah. This is the lesson we can learn from this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ, and He is with you wherever you may be. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supported Sayyida Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha and her son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. It was the yaqeen of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the faith of Sayyida Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha, that kept them going, subhanallah. Even in a land where there was no population, there was no one, Allahu Akbar, they relied on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam the one who populated the city of Makkah Mukarramah. Remember when Sayyidina Musa and Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam, when they were commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go to Pharaoh and propagate Islam to him and invite him towards Islam, and they said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have fear that he would do injustice to us, that he will oppress us because we are just two and he has the army of many and he is much stronger. At that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam, do not fear, I am with you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The summary of the Quranic verse, do not fear, I am with you. And as soon as he said this, Allahu Akbar, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam, they had this courage. You know, it electrified their jazba, their enthusiasm, and their courage to go and face the tyrant of the time, Pharaoh and his army. Allahu Akbar. And then they went and invited Pharaoh towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beautiful deen of Islam. Another parable is when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, when he took Bani Israel from Egypt and he wanted to go through the Red Sea. At that time, the Pharaoh and his army, they were following thousands in number and they were following them. And they reached a point when in front of them is the Red Sea and behind them is the large army of Pharaoh. In this state, Bani Israel said to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, that, O Musa, behind us we have Pharaoh and his army, and in front of us we have this mighty ocean, the Red Sea, to cross. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he said to them, remarkable words of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam documented in the Holy Quran. No, it can never happen, the summary of the Quranic ayah, that it can never happen that we will be destroyed because I have my Lord with me and he will guide me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at the courage of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, that he had faith in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he knew in his heart that Allah is with him. So how could Pharaoh and his army would be of any trouble to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and his nation Bani Israel? There's a beautiful couplet, and it is said, Muhalast chu dost darat tura, ki dar daste dushman guzarat tura. That it is impossible that if you keep the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the enemy can do anything to you. Allahu Allah. Another beautiful narration in the time of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah Mukarrama to Madinah Munawwara with his close friend, Yare Ghar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And during this journey of migration, they took shelter in the cave of Thawr. And at this time of migration, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he knew that the enemies were following him. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq was restless. He was in a state of confusion. And seeing his restlessness, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he knew why Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala is so restless. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala then says that the enemies are right here. What are we going to do? And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that point in time, he said this, and it is documented in the Holy Quran. He said to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, La tahzan, inna Allah ma'ana. Summary of the Quranic ayah. Do not grieve. Allah Azza wa Jal is with us. Subhanallah, subhanallah. After the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi sallam said this to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq says that at that time my heart received so much of tranquility that Allahu Akbar. He was at peace after the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Allah is with us. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, inshallah, let's listen to this beautiful hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after which we'll be back, and stay with us and stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allah Allahu Allah Allah Allahu 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 قلب کو اس کی رویت کی ہے آرزو جس کا جلوہ ہے عالم میں ہر چار سو بلکہ خود نفس میں ہے وہ سبحانہو عرش پر ہے مگر عرش کو جستجو اللہ 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 اللہ
से हर जागे तू कुबकू तेरे जलवे है हर हर जगह ए अफू अल्लाह
अल्लाह अल्लाह अल्लाह
अल्लाह شو فرش و زمان و جہت اے خدا جس طرف دیکھتا ہوں ہے جلوہ تیرا ذرے ذرے کی آنکھوں میں تو ہی ضیا قطرے قطرے کی تو ہی تو ہے آبرو کہتے ہیں لا شریک لہو
لا شریک لہو
اللہ
اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ
اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
عفو فرما خطائے میری اے عفو شوق و توفیق نیکی کا دے مجھ کو تو جاری دل کر کے ہر دم رہے ذکر ہوں عادتیں بد بدل اور کر نیک خو
اللہ 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 اللہ
اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ
چہرہ ہو پرزیاں نوریوں کی طرح شغل ہو ذکر ہو
اللہ 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 اللہ
اللہ
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back and marhaba, subhanAllah. And now, as we were discussing as to how close Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to us and how we should remind ourselves when we are in difficulty, when we are having ill thoughts about disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should remind ourselves of this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran in the Quranic teachings, that وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ, that He is with you wherever you may be. We might think sometimes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. He's so close to us, closer than our jugular vein, but we cannot see Him. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Aimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he explains this phenomenon and he says that just as our eyes cannot see the objects that are very far, similarly our eyes cannot see the objects that are very close to it as well. For example, we cannot see our souls. It's within us. We cannot see it. Why? Because it is so close to us. Let alone that, we can't see our own eyes with our eyes. Why? Because it is so close to us. If we want to see our eyes, we would have to take the help of the mirror in order to see its reflection. Allahu Akbar. And then Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Aimi rahmatullahi ta'ala, very beautifully he says that if we want to see the beauty of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Jamal of Allah Azza wa Jal, then we would have to see in the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because He is the mirror in which we can see the Jamal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, His being is the mirror of the Jamal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned, to understand this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so close to us. Let's understand it through a parable that was related by Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Aimi rahmatullahi ta'ala. He says that in a hotel, there were two people staying in a hotel and they were traveling together. One was a jeweler who was dealing with jewelries, and his companion who was on the journey with him was a thief. The jeweler, he had a very precious pearl with him. And the thief that was with him, he was aware of it. And because the jeweler knew its worth, the pearl that he had with him, so he used to keep it in a box. And he always kept this box in his pocket. And it would stay with him at all times. The thief now, he was plotting and planning as to how he can steal this pearl from him, this box of pearl from him. And for that reason, he accompanied the jeweler throughout the journey. While they were staying at the hotel, the thief would wake up in the night, because during the day, wherever they would go, the jeweler would have the box in his pocket, so he couldn't steal it. But during the night, when they went to sleep, the thief would wake up in the middle of the night and will search in the pocket, search in jeweler's pocket. And he knew that he always kept it in his pocket. And then he searched one night, he didn't find it. And he was amazed that how come I saw it, it was all along in his pocket, now it's not there. And he went to sleep. Then again the next night, same thing happened, that he woke up in the middle of the night and searched for the box of the pearl in jeweler's pocket in his clothing, and he didn't find it, and he lost hope. Third day he tells the jeweler and he confesses to him that, you know what, I thought I was master, or I had perfected my art of stealing, but in the art of protection, you beat me to it. So tell me, what's the secret? He said, well, where did you look for it? He said, in your pocket. I said, how would you find it in my pocket when it was in your pocket all along? He said, what do you mean? He said, every night before I went to sleep, I took it out from my pocket and placed it in your pocket. And before the morning, before we could wake up, I would take it from your pocket and put it in mine. So in the midnight that you woke up and you looked for it in my pocket, it was in your pocket all along. But you didn't look for it there. Therefore, we look for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala everywhere. He is with us at all times. We get to learn this lesson from this parable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. There's no point looking for Him everywhere. He is with us wherever we are. And this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, it is there to remind us that وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ, that He is with you wherever you may be. And if we can have this faith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us, nothing can be further from our reach. Nothing can be such that we cannot achieve, we cannot attain with the divine help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All it takes is a believing heart. All it takes is our faith and firm conviction in the divine being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this way, we make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say, Allahu, we know He is not far from us, He is with us, and we are invoking His mercy. Let's inshallah engage in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep reciting durood upon the cream of creation, the noble messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Remembrance of Allah, purify your heart with the remembrance of Allah. Purify your heart with the remembrance of Allah.